Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Good love. Good love.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about the bone drugs today. Oh, yeah. As you get older, doctors want to make sure you take those drugs for your bones. So we're going to give you a heads up on that. Also, we're going to talk about the amazing beetroot and maybe some onion health tips, if you like onions. And I don't know. We'll see how the hour rolls. We have a quack report. And, of course, we've got the devotional to go over. So before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm lifting all the nation up. I'm praying for God's hand to be with us because, boy, do we need his help for sure. And I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. And, you know, I brought my devotional today. And I like this. This is from Zechariah 2 and Chronicles 16 and Psalms 23. And it goes like this. I meet you in the stillness of your soul. It is there that I seek to commune with you. A person who is open to my presence is exceedingly precious to me. My eyes search to and fro throughout the earth looking for the one whose heart is seeking me. I see you trying to find me, and our mutual search results in a joyful fulfillment. Stillness of soul is increasingly rare in this world addicted to noise and speed. I am pleased with your desire to create a quiet space where you and I can meet. Don't be discouraged by the difficulty in achieving this goal. I monitor all your efforts, and I am blessed by each of your attempts to seek my face. Amen to that. If you haven't been seeking the Lord Jesus for salvation, then get to getting, because the time groweth short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, first up in the quack report, Merck seems to be in a little bit of hot water. We've covered a couple of shows on the shingles vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine. Oh boy, Merck is in trouble with the Zostavax, which is the vaccine that they usually give that is the chickenpox varicella virus, but they give the adult version as a inoculation against the shingles. Well, there have been multiple lawsuits making their way through the court system that alleges that Merck's vaccine for shingles isn't safe and causes serious adverse effects. So plaintiffs in the state of Pennsylvania and other states allege the vaccine isn't safe, and they're taking both the state and the federal court system routes to seek justice. Now, according to Mark Byrne of Mark and Byrne and Partners, they said they have there have been thousands of complaints about the Zostavax in Pennsylvania alone. So patient injuries from the vaccine, he says, range from getting the shingles, of course we talked about that, and the vaccine is supposed to prevent them, to various other personal injuries like blindness and paralysis, and some adverse effects included brain damage and death. Now, keep in mind, Merck is also the manufacturer of the Gardasil vaccine for the HPV papilloma cervical cancer virus. Keep that in mind. Last but not least in the quack report, scientists are developing this new contact lens that's going to tell you when you're sick. Yeah. So it's a biosensing contact lens. Don't you like that? It's going to tell you when your blood sugar is too low or if something else is wrong with your organs. They want to leverage the power of this ultra-thin transistor technology, and the researchers from Oregon State University have been taking this into achieving that goal. This is where they're developing it. So they've lab-tested the prototype, but right now it only detects blood glucose levels. But in the future, the team wants to make other medical conditions a possibility, like, you know, telling you if you've got cancer, if you've got, you know, just, I guess your contact lens could be like a diagnostic tool. Think about that. A fair amount of information is monitored, they say, in just your tears alone. So it can calculate your glucose, but they also want to be able to detect sepsis, liver disease, glaucoma, kidney function, cancers and proteins and things like that. So even multiple sclerosis, they're shooting big with the contact lens, and God knows what that's going to run. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about the bone drugs. I get calls a lot about, you know, things that relate to bone health. And so there's some new research. We're going to go over some of this new stuff and give you a heads up, because more and more people are discovering that bone health has really nothing to do with animal calcium and nothing to do with the drugs for osteoporosis. Mm-mm. So when I talk with people about strong bones, I remind them that the cow is big animal, has strong bones, and it eats plants. It eats grass or grains. Now, if cows can have strong bones, then it's also possible for humans to expect strong bones from plants. So the right plants in the right amounts can actually reverse poor bone health and also strengthen bones. So this removes the risk that people would encounter taking drugs, the medicines prescribed for bone health. So let's take a look at this. First, let's look at some of the standardized supplements out there, because if you shop in the stores for your supplements for, you know, want to improve my bone strength, you're going to get products like bone meal, which is really ground up cow's bones, or clam shells, added filters to make the capsule and tablet, and that's what you're getting. So eating bone meal really didn't make the cow's bone strong, and neither is it going to work for you. Other calcium supplements will offer this isolated calcium citrate with vitamin D. These are synthetic chemicals, and they're not going to strengthen bones. Many of these supplements will contain sugar, which will destroy your bones, along with other additives for flavor and color. So, and you're also going to find the gummy variety of these supplements to contain a lot of chemicals. So beware of that. Well, let's look at the bone drug. Now, the Osteoporosis Foundation has noticed a decline in the number of patients who are using the bone health treatments, and so they've added this new drug to their lineup, their mix. However, the drug offers the same side effects as the other therapies offered, just under a new name. So the new drugs are called bisphosphonates, and they are given as an injection or in a pill form. And by the way, the Fosamax drug for osteoporosis is a bisphosphonate drug. So to counter the side effects of the drug, the patients are also given very strong pain relievers. So what is a bisphosphonate? Well, we're told it is a type of drug that binds to the surface of the bone to increase mineral bone density and to slow down bone loss. We're also told that this drug is prescribed for osteoporosis to reduce the risk of hip fractures or vertebral decompression. So patients are often prescribed these bone drugs for a minimum of 3 to 5 years. However, according to a report by the Osteoporosis Foundation, they have reported that this physicians are taking the patients off these bone drugs prematurely. So when physicians are asked, why have you done that? They report that the side effects were the cause. Of course, the Osteoporosis Foundation's position is that the benefits far outweigh the side effects, and taking patients off the drug compromises the gains they made during the treatment. Well, the report was published in the October 2015 Journal of Osteoporosis International. Well, let's just check out the side effects of these bisphosphonates. According to the Canadian Cancer Society, the side effects to try to make your bones healthy again using bisphosphonate drugs can happen at any time after treatment, and these are the side effects. You can have digestive problems such as nausea, vomiting, heartburn, cramps, and diarrhea. You can have pain at the injection site if you're taking an intramuscular form of the drug. You can have bone pain. Not very helpful. Are flu symptoms like fever, chills, muscle and joint pain, and headache. Also, get this, low calcium levels. So patients have to have their blood calcium levels checked when they're on the drugs. Also, they have kidney malfunction risk. So again, blood tests to check for your kidney function is required. Also, the side effects include skin rashes, shortness of breath, confusion, and cirrhosis, so which is what really that means is it's death of your bones, really, due to reduced blood supply, and often affects the jawbone. Symptoms would be loose teeth, gum problems, jaw pain, and a heavy feeling in the jaw. So I'm like saying, whoa, you know, this is supposed to help your bones and doesn't seem to be helping. Well, let's look at this bone drug actually scientifically being proven to cause fractures of the bones. According to research by Loyola University Medical Center in Illinois, some drugs for bone health actually put patients at risk of bone fractures. So the research was published in the 2016 Journal of Current Geriatric Reports, and it revealed that orthopedic surgeons were reporting an unusual occurrence with the femur, the thigh bone fractures. Here's a quote from Dr. Patrick Stroman. He's an orthopedic surgeon at Loyola University Medical Center. He says, attempts to medically manage osteoporosis with bisphosphonate drugs have created a new atypical, not normal, fracture pattern that must be recognized and managed appropriately. So according to the orthopedic surgeons at Loyola University Medical Center, the patients that were on these bisphosphate bone drugs for osteoporosis have a higher risk of bone fracture. And they report that 40% of the patients that take the drug experience a fracture of the vertebrae, and their risk is greater than 50%. And fractures elsewhere in the body, 40%. So the unusual fracture of the thigh bone was also increased risk that they noticed while patients were on the drug. So according to patients, they reported that prior to their thigh bone fracturing, they experienced this pain, and with no force or trauma to the area, the fracture occurred. So these complications and injuries occurred when patients had been taking the medication about 3 years. So they've been on it 3 years. So what did the doctors recommend to the patients, these surgeons? You want to guess, Frank? Do you want to guess what the doctors recommended to the patients? Here's the surgeons, you know, they're trying to get your bones healthy. What did they recommend? Well, they said, stop taking the drug and take, are you ready? Supplements. Yeah, that's what the doctor said. That's what the surgeon said. However, those with the fractured bones, they had to have surgery. They had to have titanium rods put in to support the bones and prevent further damage. So the surgeons noted that the areas that are prone to fracture are lower spine, wrist, femur, pelvis, and upper arm. Now, another fact is that patients that are taking the bone drugs and then their bones fractured, they also increase the risk of post-surgery complications like pneumonia for lack of mobility. Yeah, you see that a lot when, you know, older people break their hip and then they're in the hospital. They're not moving around. They can get pneumonia and die. So here's a quote from Dr. Patrick Stroman on this. They said the persistently high mortality rate has sparked interest in the management of these patients preoperatively in the effort to decrease mortality. So they're seeing that the bone drugs that are supposed to strengthen your bones actually break your bones and put you at risk of dying early. That's what the surgeons are seeing. Okay. Well, and you know, hormones are important for your blood, for your bones. So let's look at that. In 2005, the University of Buffalo reported that hormones are necessary for healthy bones. And of course, you know, the research was promoting the use of hormone replacement drugs when they did that, which in itself offers all kinds of risk. But women are prone to osteoporosis, and estrogen plays a part in bone health. Peter Bradford, a PhD at the University of Buffalo, says basic and clinical studies have shown that estrogen can prevent both bone loss and reduce the incidence of bone fractures. So my reaction, though, to using hormone replacement drugs is a big no, you know, N-O. So the body is quite capable of producing the hormones in the right amounts for you at your time of life through the endocrine system. So instead, I try to encourage that balance to happen using herbs that feed nutrition to the endocrine system. So there's no guesswork in hormone levels, as the cells are programmed to manufacture those hormones in the right amount for you once they have the nutrition it needs. So there you go, building blocks, nutrition. And what about milk? You know, the cow's milk. Getting back to the moo cow. Milk from a cow may contain calcium, but the body is not able to absorb it adequately due to the missing essential minerals. So we consume, as Americans, like 20 billion gallons of cow's milk each year. Well, in different forms, it'd be milk, cheese, ice cream, yogurt, that kind of thing. But the major problem with the dairy industry is that the cows are no longer grazed as nature intended, and they're fed waste residue from grains discarded from breweries and liquor distilleries, and these are the same grains that make it into pet food. So you want to, and then they add the antibiotics and the synthetic growth hormones and the pasteurization to the milk, and it's really no longer a natural milk product. So the countries that consume the most dairy products, cow's milk, are the wealthiest in the world. The United States, the European Union, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. And ironically, these countries have the most bone loss problems. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about getting some real calcium, because the type of calcium supplement we will determine if you're going to build healthy bone or tear down bone. So when you use your whole food natural calcium sources, there's really no need to add another supplement to the supplement. So your whole food supplements will contain the other required uptake mineral nutrition that the body needs to metabolize and then distribute calcium properly. So if you don't have the proper ratio of calcium, boron, and magnesium, which should be a 2-to-1 ratio, then you're going to have what David Goltzman calls epoptic calcification, which means, he says, the calcium goes places in the body in excessive amounts that stimulate an unnatural acceleration called cell division, called osteoblasts. This causes high bone turnover, he says. So what this means is the calcium that is absorbed is going to create bone spurs, bladder stones, and sticky substance that'll stick to artery plaque. So if you're trying to lose weight, according to the University of Tennessee, calcium will accelerate weight loss. That was in the British Journal of Nutrition in 2013. So the point is when you look at natural sources of calcium in your plants, your vegetables, fruits, herbs, they already have that ratio calculated. That's the chemistry God put there. So you'll have your calcium in two parts. You'll have your boron and magnesium in about one part each. So this is the proper balance that the body likes to utilize calcium and give you strong, healthy bones, muscles, and connective tissue. So let's look at some foods that have some real calcium. So when you look at the foods God made that contain the calcium, they're going to contain the boron and the magnesium in that ratio. So foods like spinach, sardines, figs, oranges, turnip greens, broccoli, and your green leafy vegetables will have that in there. But see, we have this problem now where our soil is not as proficient in providing us the minerals that we need. And so supplementation now has become a way of life for us, right? So you want to pick the good supplements that have the chemistry still intact, still there. So if you get isolated plant pharmaceutical chemicals or synthetics, you're not going to get it. You're just not. So it kind of amazes me that people are convinced, you know, to take prescription drugs to help their bones when the drugs drain the system of calcium and encourage osteoporosis and bone death. Now, herbs are also a powerhouse of real calcium with that correct ratio of minerals for proper uptake. So they can be a superior choice as a supplement, and they contain no sugar or additives or chemicals. So for a real calcium whole food supplement, I encourage you to check out the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. Now, this is a liquid, okay, and this is from herbs that have that perfect ratio of calcium, boron, magnesium, and it's cold-pressed. There's no heat. There's no fractionalization of the plant compound, so it's a whole food source. Nothing's removed. So the added benefit is that you will not have to take that for 3 years to get strong bones. Most people see results in a few short months. So Apothecary Herbs also has the male and female formulas if you need some support for the endocrine system to produce the balanced hormones to, you know, support that bone health as well. So you want to avoid the drug risks. You call Apothecary Herbs, okay, and you ask for a free product catalog. Or you go on their website, you can check it out and order there or by phone. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because it puts the power back in your hands with, you know, the tools you need. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial the international number, which is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. This is where your healthcare options just became endless, because it's just amazing what you can do with the right tools and the information to use them. And you have resources, and, you know, God said herbs are here for the service of man, and he can't lie. So he's made some powerful tools for you, and I personally can't take credit. I'm kind of just the middleman telling you about it. But do get one of their catalogs. You can download the catalog, too, off the website. So you can put the catalog in your shopping cart, check out, and then you get the download link. And you can download it to your system. But if you want a hard copy, they'll send that one out to you in the mail as well. If you're on the website and you want to be empowered each week with healthy news tips, then natural therapies and all that, do sign up for their newsletter, which is available with no subscription fee. So you can go to Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up for free. There's a couple of newsletters. The American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and then the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And you'll get information you're not going to get anywhere else there. And it's totally free. And you can share it with family and friends, so you can pass on the power, you know, to people you love. And also the Power Herbs book is there, the ebook. It's in PDF, Kindle, and iPad. And this is a 400-page book, and it's like $14.99. So if you're wanting to get, you know, used to, comfortable with, get your feet wet, if you will, using herbs, this is a good starter book for you. And you even get an herb symptom reference guide in there, so you can flip to a symptom and see what herbal options are. So thepowerherbs.com, you can get a Power Herbs ebook, and you can also download the catalog for free and sign up for the newsletters for free. Check that out. Powering information that's not going to break the bank. Now, for those of you out there that don't have computers, and I get calls a lot, I get mail a lot about the Power Herbs book. People saying, I don't have a computer and I want a book like that. And, well, it's out of print in hard copy. You can't get it unless you buy a used one somewhere off one of those sites out there. It'll charge you an arm and a leg for that title. But if you would like us to make arrangements for your local print center to print you up a copy, that can be arranged. You just have to pay $14.99 for the book, and then you would just make arrangements to pay your book center to print it off for you, put it in a 3-ring binder, and voila, you have a hard copy. So I want to say most of the customers that have done that have got it printed for like under $40, so a lot cheaper than buying a used copy off of Amazon or eBay. So that's an option. That's an option. You can call me if you didn't understand what I just said. Call me at the office tomorrow, and we'll go over it again. It's not that complicated. We email the copy center the file. It's a Word file, and they print it. One-time printing. Permission to print. So there you go. I know it's time for a break. We've got to take a break, but we're going to talk about beets when we come back. Maybe a little onion and lots of herbs that give your system what it needs to do what it needs to do. Be right back.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Getting a little retro tonight there. Thanks, Frank. Well, we're going to talk about the amazing beetroot. I've been talking about beets for the last couple of weeks to people that have called, so I thought, well, you know, let's kind of work it into the format a little bit. We've talked about beets in the past. In ancient Rome, it was considered an aphrodisiac and the symbol of love. So beetroots go way back. The sweet taste of the beetroot was considered pretty much a perfect food in the ancient world, but by the 19th century, Europeans developed the sugar beet, and it's still used as a sweetener for baking. So the beet, known as a root, has evolved from what experts called the ancient wild sea beet. So we're going to take a look. The beet has many nutritional elements that we can take for granted, but they're very nice. According to nutritionalists, beets have beta carotene that helps stimulate the skin to defy aging. Ooh. It also is believed that it also has the silicon elements in the beetroot that strengthens the skin to resist wrinkles and prevent, you know, sagging skin and promote healthy hair. So beets also contain magnesium, sodium, potassium, and vitamin C, all to advance our body's ability to help it detoxify, lower cholesterol that we consider bad cholesterol, and help prevent cancer cells. So this is probably why, you know, the beauty industry has been adding a lot of beets to skincare products in the last century. Well, let's look at the internal benefit. Benefits that we can glean from beets when we eat them internally, it's going to help our bodies manage our weight. Beets have been declared a slimming type of food. So beets have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which can be juiced and even added to citrus or vegetable juices, and that could be added to sweeten it even. It will also satisfy the sweet tooth without even causing any guilt because of the calorie counting. So beets are low in fat and low in calories and also low in carbohydrates that affect blood glucose levels but help stabilize blood sugar level. So according to a nutritionist, Mark Click, he says beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methionine, and these compounds support liver detoxification and prevent the accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and the rest of your body. So this is how beets help you with weight management issues, and what is even more impressive is that the nutrients in beets help prevent that tired and sluggish feeling you get because it provides you with some natural folate. A little vitamin B helps prevent those mood swings as well. So if you have digestive problems, you will want the soluble fiber in the beets to help you preserve the good flora in your digestive tract and help prevent colon cancer and lower that bad LDL cholesterol you're worried about. Well, let's look at some studies scientifically. In the UK, they've been looking at beet root juice. They said it helps boost the metabolism, give you stamina. According to their study at the University of Exeter in the Peninsula Medical School, the beets help you exercise 16% longer by lowering the nitrate and reducing the oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. So this new research is expected to change athletic training and help care for the elderly. So there is this high potential that this research is going to improve the health of those that suffer from things like cardiovascular or respiratory diseases. And, of course, the report was in the medical news today. And in the study, in their study, 8 men that were between the ages of 19 to 38, they were given 500 milliliters of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days during the cycling they were doing as an exercise test. And when they were tested after being given a placebo, well, the group that had the beetroot juice were able to cycle an average of 11.25 minutes longer than the group that had the placebo. So this is a 2% difference, they said. And when you take beetroot juice, the men had a lower resting blood pressure and will soon appear, the study is, will actually has appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiology. So beetroot, we add it to the body food mix, and a lot of people like that, and they'll add it to a smoothie, and it says it helps them with their exercise regimen. Now, there was also a previous study by Barts in the London School of Medicine and they published their report in the American Heart Association Journal, and it was the edition for hypertension. They said that beetroot juice reduces blood pressure So in Germany, there were also some studies, several of them, and it proved that beetroot extract slowed cancerous growth. So they were testing it against cancers. They beetroot juice, people that had it and took it every day, the cancer, reduced, shrunk. So the nutrition of antioxidants, flavonoids, ascorbic acid, and natural iron oxygenate the cancer cells and helps destroy them. So the study, what does it mean, is it exposes actually some of the hidden secrets of beetroot. The researchers are really not sure exactly what is really causing the nitrate in the body to drop or boost stamina. They speculate the nitrate turns into a nitric oxide, thereby reducing oxygen requirement, especially when you exercise. So according to Professor Andy Jones, he's the co-author of the study, he says, quote, "We are amazed by the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training," end of quote. Yeah, and this is why I've heard from bodybuilders and, you know, exercise enthusiasts, when they use the body food mix, they can retain muscle mass with less stringent exercise programs. Isn't that cool? Yeah, if you're looking for the body food mix, it's on the powerherbs.com website, and it's under energy boosters. So it's a powder. You just throw it in juice or water or a smoothie and off you go. Easy. All whole food organic plants with beetroot in it. Check that out. Now, another thing that the medical science also discovered about beetroot juice is that it contains a natural vitamin B, which is excellent for if you have anemia or especially for cancer patients. So beetroot juice is the ability to rebuild the blood in just 24 hours. However, the secret is to use raw beets if you want to build up the blood system quickly like that, not cooked beets. So if you're juicing beets, make sure they're raw. And I had one lady who had some blood work, and they wanted to do, she's diabetic, and they wanted to do a blood transfusion on her. She didn't want to do that. She's scared to death of that. So she listens to yours truly. So she got her out her juicer, and she juiced some beets, and she was drinking beet juice, and then she went back to her doctor for a test, some other test, and they ran her blood. And so the doctor went to sit talk to her. Her husband came along, and it was, she says it was an amazing thing. The doctor thought that she had a blood transfusion when she did not. And he says, "You had to have had one. Your blood looks amazing." She goes, "No, I didn't have a blood transfusion." He goes, "Well, I don't understand this. This must be wrong." And so they ran it again, and the same results came. And so he says, "What have you been doing?" And she says, "Just drinking beet juice." And he's like, "What? Beet juice?" He had, well, obviously his medical training wasn't complete. Yeah, sometimes you can watch their head spin around like Linda Blair when they find God's herbs are good. His food is good. It's superior to a lot of chemical stuff. So, they would give beetroot juice to women after delivering babies if they bled too much. You know, it helps bring their blood back within one day. So, so modern medicine is really tapping into chemicals to force the body to operate. But beet juice, well, it's everything the body organs seem to need. A lot of minerals, a lot of vitamins, a lot of nutrition. It perks up even your gallbladder and your other organs, your lymphatic system. So, you know, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to, you can't overdose on beetroot juice. So those who are suffering with like irritable bowel syndrome, or people that are bran intolerant, you know, drink some water soluble beetroot juice. Now, to be clear, we take the fiber out. We just want the juice, and we don't want the fiber because the fiber makes the gut work too hard when you have solid fibers. So we just want the nutrition uptake from the juice part. It's like water soluble instant. It's like an intravenous wham bam in the gut area with your beet juice. It is just an amazing thing. And so you get lots of vitamin A, lots of vitamin C, helps the cardiovascular system. Hey, if you're juicing, just let the greens go with it, the raw beets. Don't take the greens off. Throw them in too. And you'll be amazed. But if you don't want to go to all the trouble of, you know, going to the store, buying a bunch of raw beets, you know, cutting them up, putting them through your juicer, because, you know, it is messy. You know, beets stain. You got to wear a, you know, you have to wear something over your clothes so you don't, you know, an apron. You don't want to get that beet juice on you. So it is messy. So if you don't want to go all that, we put beetroot in our powdered form of Body Foundation food mix. So, and it's awesome stuff. And you just throw it into vegetable juice or citrus juice. I put it in lemonade, you know. I'll put the body food mix in lemonade and just feel amazing. I have 20-somethings, millennials. My two youngest are still in their 20s, and they'll have people come over, and they'll go to the gym, and they'll come home, and they'll make smoothies, and they'll throw in the body food mix, and then they're going, what is in there? I feel great, you know. They all want the recipe. Yeah, right, that's happening. So the powerherbs.com, go to the powerherbs.com and just click on the energy boosters, and the body food mix is there. If you don't have the internet, have no fear. You can just get one of our beautiful little catalogs, and you'll find the body food mix in our catalog on page 13. So if you don't have a catalog, you need to get one. Just call the number 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, there's a catalog hotline extension, so listen to the prompts. But if you don't want to leave your information, you want to talk to a live operator, you can do that too. If you don't have a touch-tone phone, just remain on the line, and you'll be transferred to our call center, and you can give them the information and say, hey, I would like a catalog, and we'll send you one. And first-class mail envelope. And it will delight you completely, I'm sure. Free of charge, no charge. So, and you can order through the mail, and you can order over the phone, or you can order through the website. So there's lots of ways to order. No worries there. I wanted to give you guys an update on some of you have asked about the rewards point program that was on our website. You know, when we updated the website that made it more mobile application friendly, we lost the program that was part of the reward points thing. So we've been waiting for the developer to give us the new program, and we're still waiting. So we're hoping there's a workaround. I'm talking to the developer, and I said, you know, we've got to get something going here. We have coupons, but people like the reward points. So we're working on it. I appreciate your patience because it's been since, what, November? Yeah. So we still have your points. You know, so we haven't lost any of that information about your account if you set one up and have reward points with us. So when we finally get this thing working, we're going to convert those points over to you so that you don't lose them. So hopefully soon. Man, I've been praying. I don't know. I just don't do code. I mean, I'm the herbalist. Ask me about herbs. But don't ask me about HTML. All right. We're going to talk about onion in the last few minutes that we have. I like onions. You know, as a kid, I didn't like onions, but now I do. I do now. My mom used to eat them. I didn't like them as a kid. You know, the only time I would eat onions as a kid is if you cut them up really, really, really small. And they were like on a hamburger or something. And, you know, it was kind of hidden in the mustard and the ketchup, and you just didn't taste it so much. But onions are native, actually, to Asia and the Middle East. And they're cultivated now everywhere. So there are many onion options. It's the Allium sepa family that they come from. And onion is really cousin to the garlic, who's also of that family of, you know, chives and scallions and leeks. And you know them by the pungent aroma and the flavor, but they have a medicinal power as well. So the entire planet really, we harvest 100 billion pounds of onions each year, and there's really no common names other than the top producers of onions, which, you know, they come from China, India, USA, Russia, and Spain. So those are the top producers or output for onions. And it's said that the onion is just like other foods and herbs. They were used in ancient times as currency, and the Egyptians supposedly paid workers with onions. So all over the world, all these cultures, everybody seems to have valued onions and used them not only to flavor dishes, but also as a medicinal and to also as a currency, maybe to pay taxes. So North America, you know, has Christopher Columbus, we're told, to thank for the cultivation of onions, because that we're told he brought them to the West Indies from the West Indies, and he brought them to us over here in the Western Hemisphere. So if that's true, there you go. So the you know, a lot of kids have opinions about onions. They just don't like that sharp taste, while other onions may have a sweet taste, like Vidalia onions. Different colors, too, white, golden color, and a purple. Now, the white onion is hotter than the yellow onion. So if you're out there and you're making some things with herbs, you know, onions in the mix, if you, the hotter the better, because the heat moves fluids in the system, like mucus and blood and so on. So there's been some research done on the benefits of onions. Onions give some important protection, especially for areas like the urinary tract, your digestive system, the pulmonary system, all benefit from onions. It has this antiseptic-like quality, and a lot of herbalists like onions to help the cardiovascular system, to use for things like cholesterol and blood clots and blood sugar and blood pressure and things like that. And there's been some research involving animal studies that suggest onions lower cholesterol and help prevent blood clots if it's given enough large doses of it. So, and Germany Commission says that it recommends onions for the prevention of arterial sclerosis. Now, the onion has also been used thousands of years for ailments. A lot of ancient texts says they used it to expel worms, to reduce swelling, prevent gas and bloating, as a diuretic, for colds and coughs, for congestion, to help loosen sticky phlegm. It's also been used as a healing aid for a lot of various infections and even nausea. So people down through the centuries have used onion for even warts and fungus, and blemishes and pains and sprains and bruises and things. So our ancient ancestors would use onions or onion oil as a cleansing agent to get the germs off of surfaces, get the bacteria and fungus off of there. So, yeah, that's, you know, I know, stronger than Listerine, but it smells oniony. It does. Now, research has also shown that your onion has a lot of vitamin C in it and has some sulfur compounds, and it helps lower blood sugar. So it is very much an option for diabetics. So animal research shows onion extract stops cancer tumor growth in animals like rats. So scientists reported in 1990 that the commercial compounds in onions can moderate the threat of asthma, reducing inflammatory responses. A lot of high nutrients in your onion, your vitamin A, magnesium, potassium, protein, and riboflavin. So onions been used for things like cancer, insomnia, bone health, immune system health, detoxing. We like to add it to the all-in-one formula at Apothecary Herbs, and it's like an ancient tonic thing that they used for plague, actually. So when you use it in concentrated form, it kind of just jazzes it up a little bit. So it's one of those things that will heighten immune system resistance from bacteria and viruses and things, but it won't overstimulate immune system. So it's something that you can take fairly often. So if you're looking for the all-in-one on the powerherbs.com, it's going to be under the immune boosting tab. And it's a big bottle. It's like, you know, we got a 16 and we got a 32 ounce. So a lot of people will you know, take maintenance doses of that during cold and flu season and try not to get sick, right? They say that helps. So it's really great for phlegm, you know? So if you get like a drainage and phlegm, that all-in-one cuts that phlegm, boom, in a skinny minute. There's no alcohol in a tonic, okay? A tincture has alcohol, usually, as a catalyst. Sometimes it will have vinegar and alcohol as a catalyst, but your tonics will not have any alcohol in them. Typically, they don't. If you're looking for some onion, you're going to get it in the all-in-one. It's a great product. You shake the bottle, pour an ounce, and take it, and you're good. So if you're looking for something that's very broad spectrum, that would be the formula. Because not only is there onion, but there's that garlic, which is antiviral and bacterial, fungal, and yeast. So you got that, and you've got a little bit of cayenne. You got ginger for circulation. So cayenne and ginger are really big powerhouses for circulation. And then you've got horseradish root in there. So excellent, excellent all-around broad-spectrum tonic if you're looking for that kind of thing at thepowerherbs.com. So you can check it out there. Or if you got a catalog, you just kind of, you know, shift to the immune-boosting area and you'll find it in there. So many doctors really don't like to mention to patients, especially menopausal women, that if you eat more onions in your diet, it strengthens your bones. Yeah. Studies suggest that if you have sporadic eating of onions, it won't improve bone density that much. But if you eat onions daily, it has a solid influence on bone health. And they also found that it strengthens connective tissue, improving your tendons and ligaments and your joints and things. So this, for this reason, connective tissues are using, they're tapping into the sulfur in the garlic. So of course, if you use your calcium herbs as well, you'll get there as well. If you don't want to eat onion every day. So there's an option. So onions are powerful. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to have that onion breath. I don't want to offend anybody. Well, if you can't find some organic natural mints, then get some clove buds, you know, in the spice aisle at the store. The kind, you know, grandma stuck in the ham, you know, when she basted a ham. Cloves are the ingredient they put in smoker's gum to get rid of smoker's breath. So it has a aromatic arrangement, but it also gets rid of aromas like onion and stuff. So you can like pop one in between cheek and gum if you want something natural. And that will neutralize the onion, garlicky kind of thing going on. Parsley is another one. Parsley is to freshen your breath after you've had garlic. They know that in Rome because there's parsley on all the plates there. And it's not a garnish. It was to freshen breath after you had your garlicky entree. So if you're looking for the all-in-one, it's on thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, the calcium formula is there as well as the Body Foundation food mix. So you have some powerful organic whole food nutritional elements that you can tap into and really power up the system, especially when our diets seem to not have as much nutrition as we'd like these days. So if you're going to use supplements, make sure they're organic and make sure they're whole food. Otherwise, you're getting isolated synthetics, which, you know, basically are drugs. They're just like pharmaceuticals. So, yeah, take it as it comes. ThePowerHerbs.com. Don't forget, sign up for the newsletters and get a Power Herbs ebook. Get empowered out there. Share the power. Share the health. And be well out there, for real. Yep, that's it. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Yeah, yeah.